Hey all, I'm not recording this, and I kind of started and then I stopped and I came back and then I deleted it and then blah blah blah. But the punchline in the end is that I did something that was a little bit silly. And it had absolutely no negative ramifications whatsoever, but it really did outline for me how easy it would be to have had, you know, really quite sad ramifications from it. So I kind of wanted to tell everybody a little story. The names of the other participants will be completely left out to protect innocent and guilty alike. I wanted to talk about how important it is when we're, you know, in our fun little kinky community and we're playing together and we're all having a really, really good time to make sure that you are checking in with yourself and that you are making sure that you are being really honest and really clear about how you're feeling and whether or not things are affecting you and how they're affecting you. I mean, extreme generalities here. This is not, you know, any kind of sort of rambling confession or anything like that. I'm not interested in dragging the other participants into a public conversation about this. I was in a very nice, I like to refer to it as a flirtation, but I was in a very nice sort of flirtation with two people who are also friends, and in the course of this, it's all completely online, in the course of this, something happened, and they did something, and it made me uncomfortable. And I was dumb. And instead of immediately saying, okay, it's a completely innocuous thing, but you've done it and I'm uncomfortable, can we stop? I tried to be cute. And I tried to be funny. And I ignored that I was uncomfortable. I ignored that it was making me anxious. And so this kind of line of conversation continued for a little while until, of course, eventually my discomfort and my anxiety became so pronounced that I just kind of blurred all over everybody, which was incredibly uncomfortable for everyone concerned. And I really, really didn't like that. Because then I immediately realized that, you know, as much as this had continued on, it was a very innocuous thing. This was not, you know, suddenly somebody started, like, you know, saying they were peeing on me. It wasn't like that. There was no way for these two people, who I care about a great deal and who I know care about me, there was no way for them to know how I was feeling unless I told them. None. This is completely text-based communication. If I don't signal to them really clearly what's going on with me, they have no way of knowing. And so, you know, it didn't continue for like an insanely long time. This is, you know, it's not crazy, but, you know, and the punchline was, you know, there was an uncomfortable sort of little while there where, you know, I'm not feeling real good, and then, you know, it's become apparent to them that something that they have done has made me not feel real good, which makes them feel real not good. And I mean, in the end, it turned into a great big squishy dog pile, and everything is fine. You know, it did not affect those relationships. We are still very good friends. Everything is perfectly fine. But it really did make me very, very aware that even in a situation where I am perfectly safe, I'm with people that I completely trust, and I have distance because this is just the computer. I can turn the computer off. I can close down the app. I can delete my account. You know, if things get, you know, completely out of hand, I have that distance as well. So even with all of those things, all of that sort of safety, if you like, I still just didn't communicate immediately when I felt uncomfortable. And I think particularly for women in sort of, you know, flirtatious or quasi-sexual situations, that can be a knee-jerk reaction that is wildly problematic and unhealthy. And as I say, me doing that made three people, including myself, very uncomfortable for a little while. And it didn't have to happen. In a different kind of scenario, the outcome could have been much, much worse. You know, it could have affected those friendships. In a real life kind of scenario, I could have ended up doing something that I really didn't want to do. You know, it's so unbelievably important that we sort of retrain our minds to think about these kinds of behaviors and how we respond to this kind of stimuli and how we deal with each other and make sure that, you know, how you're responding and all of that kind of thing is kept very front and center in your mind, and that, you know, you cultivate these kinds of spaces where, you know what, I'm so dumb because I could have just said, I really could have. I look at it now with 20/20 hindsight and I'm like, that's so goddamn obvious. Why didn't I just say? That's so stupid. Why in God's name would you have, like, you know, pretended like it didn't bother you when it bothered you? Why wouldn't you just say to these two people who are your friends and who care about you and with whom you're having this conversation, you're having this sort of scenario, why wouldn't you just say, considering all of those things, that you were a little bit uncomfortable and they would have stopped and we would have talked about it for 10 seconds and everything would have been perfectly fine. And instead, it's like 45 minutes of, you know, crying and carrying on and everybody being all weird. I thought that it might be kind of an important story that maybe somebody else sort of needed to hear. Considering the kinds of stuff that we're likely to be doing, you know, in our own time and behind closed DM doors and all of that kind of stuff, the kinds of things that we're doing with each other, and the kinds of conversations that we're having and the kinds of friendships that we're having. And they're so important, and I love my friends and they're very, very important to me. And it could have been a very different ending, which would have been really, really sad. And nobody wanted that. So, the punchline is be aware of yourself and of your surroundings and cultivate surroundings in which you can just say, can we stop for a minute, please? This is making me uncomfortable. Can we backpedal just for a minute? This was not a particularly sexual thing that happened, just for the record. It was, you know, this was not like a normal sort of green, yellow, red card situation. It was a little bit different. But, I just thought that maybe somebody else who was sort of free-floating around here might hear the story and go, that it might be useful. It might be helpful to them. Play safe. Be lovely to each other. And have a really good time. Okay. Mwah.